This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Trey Kay, host of West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Us and Them podcast, has been working on a series of reports focusing on Charleston's West Side. His most recent installment explores a new program that awards grants to Charleston police officers willing to purchase and rehab dilapidated West Side homes and live there. Here's an excerpt from the podcast titled, A Policeman is a Person in Your Neighborhood.
My wife and I had to really carefully consider where we wanted to live.
That's Jacob Cooper. He's a patrolman with the Charleston Police Department.
Out in the country was where we originally wanted to be.
He's in his early 20s, and he and his wife are looking to buy their first house. They were intrigued by the idea of renovating a house in a neighborhood that was struggling.
And, you know, we just thought and thought and thought about it, and we just felt called to take advantage of this program, not because we needed to, but because our gut was telling us to. And once the decision was made, we have not looked back, and we're very excited to be where we're at.
Cooper says a lot of his fellow officers questioned his decision. He heard the same criticisms over and over.
You know, that it's silly to move myself and my wife into a place that's potentially dangerous. This, that, and the other, you know, it's...
That's from other police officers.
Yeah, that's other officers, my colleagues. Not talking bad about them by any means at all. Because I totally and completely understand what they're saying. But, you know, I just could not ignore what I felt inside of me to do.
We're in the 1500 block of 6th Avenue, Charleston's West Side.
That's Corporal Errol Randall again.
And we're standing right in front of my home.
Randall got $50,000 from a program called West Invest to buy this house and remodel it. That's right, $50,000 bought and fixed up this house on the West Side. The idea came from a federal program that encourages cops, firefighters, and teachers to fix up rundown houses in poor neighborhoods and move in. But the federal program's only available in select neighborhoods, and there isn't a single one of them in West Virginia. So Randall and another police officer convinced the city of Charleston to start West Invest. Randall's house clearly stands out on the block. It has a crisp paint job and a new front porch. The lawn's green and groomed and not littered with stuff like some of the other houses on the block.
Come on in. Have a seat.
He took me inside to have a look.
Can I sit next to you on the couch?
Sure. Anywhere you want to.
Well, this is a nice looking home.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, really nice.
Thank you. Thank you. It definitely didn't look like this about 2 years ago.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, there was an abandoned car out back.
Randall says this house was in rough shape when he first got it.
When you would walk in, the ammonia from the urine and the feces that had been allowed to gather inside the home because of animals was so bad it would take your breath away. And what's crazy about this whole thing is this house is relatively young for a house because it was built in 1998. And so the level of disrepair was...
Patrolman Cooper's house was also in need of some love.
When you walked in here, before you even saw anything, you were slapped in the face with the smell. There was so much urine on the floor that it had soaked up to about eye level into the wall. There was needles everywhere all over this house. I also found a baggie of black tar heroin that is one of the most potent types of heroin they've got.
Both Errol Randall and Jacob Cooper have already moved in. And another officer, Eddie Whitehead, is still fixing up his house. Randall says the program could eventually bring 10 officers to the West Side.
We're talking about neighborhood revitalization, lowering crime, and we're talking about home ownership. And so we knew the only way that you can make that happen is you had to have the catalyst. And the catalyst is us by way of safety. We promote safety. So being in a neighborhood, having a cruiser parked out in front of our home, which is every officer that participates will have a police car to serve as that omnipresence. That gives you that baseline of safety.
Rates of violent crime on the West Side have actually dropped in the recent years. But shootings and burglaries still happen more than anyone would like. Sure, says Corporal Randall, you can always call 911, but there's a big difference between calling a cop and calling a cop you know.
We're a resource that's right there in the community that people can come and talk to us on a first-name basis and say, I have this issue or I have that issue. Can you help me?
Randall says it's all about connections in the neighborhood and at headquarters. If one of his neighbors has a problem, he knows precisely who to talk to down at the station.
All we have to do is pick up and we call our friends who are also police officers that are in charge of all these different divisions and say, we need help. And it works awesome.
Randall says he's gotten a warm welcome from most of his neighbors. We went on a drive to find some of them.
See the house there, this brick house?
Right.
They're able to participate in Project West Invest. They own their home. He's a retired firefighter. But everybody on the block gets that $2,500 upgrade.
That's right. Homeowners who share a block with their new neighbors in blue receive $2,500 to enhance their home's curb appeal.
And when I take you out back, you're going to see exactly what they got. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Matter of fact, there are some neighbors you might want to talk to there. They're the ones that own the home.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay. Okay. How you doing? I'm Trey.
Carl. Stoner.
Just around the corner, you have an Officer Cooper who's moving in, and then, and then Officer Whitehead is right over here. How do you feel like the neighborhood's reacting?
It's all positive. I don't hear anything but positive things. Knowing you have someone you can call on when you need them, I think it helps out. It helps out the community a lot.
What's it been like before?
Well, it was a little bit of everything going on over here.
You're making a face, like, you know.
Well, we had some shootings, like that house right there has been shot up twice. Break-ins. I mean, over here we had something stolen. I think it would definitely, with the presence, it'll prevent a lot of that. I think all of it.
Like most of the people on this block, Carl Stoddard is African American. I asked him if it matters whether the cops moving into the neighborhood are black or white.
The most important thing is, regardless if they're black or white, that they are from the community, the neighborhood, because people are familiar with them. They know them. When you have someone coming out from the outside in, people don't know if they can trust them or not. And with the police officers moving in the neighborhood, they can get to know them better because they can see them every day going to work and coming home and having kids playing in their neighborhood like our kids are playing in the neighborhood.
Dogs of Oregon.
The police officers moving into the West Side seem dedicated to making West Invest work. But some folks in the community who spoke with Trey either didn't know about it or weren't too keen on the idea. Trey visited the Wesley Beauty Studio on West Washington Street for some more insight.
Hey!
How you doing?
What's up?
Hi, everybody.
He's doing a piece on West Invest.
And what is that?
Benita Wesley owns the salon on West Washington Street.
I am here 6 days a week since October 2004, and I have never heard of your program.
It's not his program. It's the police department.
Katanya Hart comes to Wesley's to freshen her hairdo of beautifully colored cornrow braids. She is also an ardent advocate for social equality and devotes a lot of her energy to improving things on the West Side. She knows quite a bit about West Invest.
The officers into them.
I did hear about that.
What have you heard about?
Just what Katanya said. That it's like a twofold program where the officers get to live in the neighborhood where they're going to be working, and it serves as a presence of the law on the West Side to kind of get things under control. You know, kind of know your officer in your neighborhood type thing.
What do you think of it?
Sounds like a pretty good idea. I'm for ideas.
You can't be a police officer and be there to serve and protect people that, you know, you don't know. You don't know and you wouldn't even go. They're afraid of them.
Jeff Ware gets his hair done at Wesley's, but he says he comes in 3 or 4 times a week just to talk politics or to hear the goss of the neighborhood.
It's good they live here, but we'll see how it works.
Just a curiosity, did anybody come around and say, did you want this?
No, I don't think there was a poll taken.
They don't ask for things on the West Side, they just put it here. You know, just like the rehab center they put over there, they didn't ask about it, they just put it there. If it's something that's going to look good for the news and say, oh, we're trying to do something for the community, so we put it over there. But they don't ever ask, they just do it.
They think that we do not have the power to stop them. We don't have the time. They set up their meetings when the average working person cannot make it and then call it they had a public hearing or a public notice. Who can come to a meeting 9 o'clock on a Wednesday and then saying, well, you had an opportunity to, you had this. How you have an opportunity when you can't make it?
Most of the people on the West Side are hardworking people. They're very hardworking people. And they work long hours. They don't really know what goes on until they get home to watch the news. And then by then, the politicians have made their decisions of what they're going to do with something right next door to their home. They don't know.
This would have been better if you're looking for improvement in West Invest had there been a little more involvement from the bottom up.
Lou Tyree has worked on community development in Charleston for decades. He grew up on the West Side, and today he's on the board of Charleston's Urban Renewal Authority, or CURA, which authorized the funding for West Invest.
I've been in meetings where people have said that they've had no input or they knew little of anything about the West Invest project and would have loved to have had a chance to provide some input into the West Invest project or the concept, because they may have had some different ideas using the same financing tool. I think what irritates these people is that you provided this very creative financial tool for certain classes of people, and yet there are those of us here who are toiling day to day. None of us who live here are getting an opportunity, and it doesn't appear that this program offers that to us. That's what I'm saying. Why weren't we engaged?
This isn't the first time Charleston's African Americans have been left out of the decisions that determine their community's fate. As with many discussions on race and urban planning, there is some history here. In the first half of the 20th century, Charleston's Triangle District was a thriving sector spanning a wide strata of economic levels, from black doctors and entrepreneurs to bootleggers and prostitutes. In the late 1960s, city officials decided to route the new Interstate 64 right through the Triangle District, obliterating the established businesses and neighborhoods.
That decision was made by mainly what I call the white wealth group here in Charleston. It was fought by the then strong black leaders in Charleston, but to no avail.
Many of those displaced by the interstate then made their homes on the West Side.
So the legacy of that battle, that loss, is what you see on the West Side now.
Lou Tyree says some West Side residents have started to take a stand. They're showing up at more meetings and asking questions.
West Side residents have said they're no longer going to let others make decisions for them, because that has not worked out really well for the West Side.
Despite its failure to engage the community before its rollout, he does believe in the West Invest program.
West Invest concept is a great idea because, yes, we need to invest in the West Side, but you've got to start asking the people, what do you want? And the problem with doing that is you may not have been able to launch it right away, because the community will probably offer you some creative ideas that wasn't in your original plan that would make more sense for them.
I would think that if you opened up the channels for discussion with the people on the West Side, it's messy. They don't know Robert's rules of order.
It is messy, because watching even the small window of the CURA meetings, which have now changed, meetings in the past we'd have 9, 10, 12 people. Now, since April, the room is packed with 30 or 40 people. Now when we ask for public comment can last almost an hour. And so as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing.
That's democracy.
Yes, it is.
We've been listening to excerpts from WVPB's Us and Them podcast episode, A Policeman is a Person in Your Neighborhood. This episode is part of a series focusing on Charleston's West Side and has been made possible with financial assistance from the West Virginia Humanities Council, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. To hear the full episode, go to usandthempodcast.com. West West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glenna Sport. I'm Teresa Wills.